Today we begin Holy Week with Christ's triumphant entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday. We celebrate the institution of the Eucharist on Holy Thursday and our Lord's Passion and Death on Good Friday. Our current situation and the lockdown due to the coronavirus, I think, can give us a new perspective on Holy Week. I know the lockdown has caused many families to spend a lot more time together, which is a good thing, although it may cause some friction from time to time within families. I saw a meme that said that with kids home from school all day, that mothers are going to find a cure for the virus faster than scientists will. But for many people, this is a time of great isolation, especially for people who live by themselves or people who live in a toxic home environment. You know, it's difficult to not be able to spend time with friends. We can't see our coworkers or our classmates or our teammates or our extended family. And I know this is especially hard for the elderly in nursing homes who can't have visitors. Even giving someone a handshake or a hug is suddenly 6 feet out of our reach with social distancing. People can't go to Mass. They can't pray together as a community. They can't receive the sacraments. You know, how amazing is it going to be to finally be able to come together again at church and pray together as a community? Technology can be helpful. You know, I've heard of people having birthday parties over the internet, taking classes over the internet, masses live streamed over the internet. But it's just not the same as seeing people in person. The communion with God and with others is so central to what it means to be human. And I think all of us are probably coming to a new realization during this time about how important the people around us are. One of the effects of sin is that it isolates us from authentic relations with others. It turns us against other people and it creates division. In some ways, it does that directly. If we're angry with someone, or if we're envious of them, or if we're harboring a grudge against them, you know, these vices will directly interfere with our ability to have authentic relationships with others. And in some ways, sin harms our relations with others indirectly. Death is an effect of sin. It's one of the consequences of sin entering into the world. And how many of us are separated from our deceased loved ones, whether it's our parents or a spouse or a close friend? Ultimately, sin leads us on a path to eternal isolation. It turns us away from others into ourselves. And if we follow that path, and if we die in a state of sin, then we are eternally isolated from others. Jesus Christ came to find his lost sheep and to break our isolation and to bring us back into communion with God and into communion with each other. He was rejected by his own people, and he was left to die in anguish on the cross, in spiritual isolation, despised and rejected. But from that sacrifice on the cross comes authentic communion. It's through the blood of Jesus Christ that our sins are forgiven and that we're reconciled to God, and that wounds in our relationships with others are healed. If we think about the sacraments, baptism brings us into God's family. In the sacrament of confession, our sins are purified in the blood of Jesus Christ. And in the Eucharist, we have communion with him and we receive life. And so that the sacraments receive their strength, the grace from the cross of Jesus Christ. The very posture of Jesus on the cross speaks volumes. His arms were outstretched between heaven and earth. He was reaching up to heaven from the earth, you know, longing to restore union between us and God. And he becomes the bridge between us and our Heavenly Father. And he reaches his arms wide on the cross to embrace each and every one of us, because he desires to be in communion with us. And he desires us to be in communion with each other. in this time of social isolation. I think it increases our yearning for communion with each other and ultimately for communion with God. And God yearns to be in communion with us as well. And it's only through the precious blood of Jesus Christ that we find communion and the forgiveness of our sins. And so as we reflect upon the Lord's Passion today, perhaps that's one of the ways in which we can receive a renewed appreciation for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. That sin brings isolation. And the sacrifice of Jesus Christ breaks through that isolation and brings authentic communion. And so we give thanks to our Lord for His sacrifice on the cross and that He offers us communion. And He desires for us to have life and to have it to the full.